This is Morning Edition on 89.1 GLT. Something Brothers guitarist Edwin Pierce says it was surprisingly easy for band members to create and record new music together after nearly 30-year studio hiatus and missing a key band member. GLT's John Norton has more.
A reunion performance last year by the legendary Bloomington Normal Band has now morphed into the group's first album since the early 1990s. The 10-song Apollo was released in June. This is the opening track. It's called Fuzzle. Edwin Pierce and vocalist lyricist Scott Wilson stopped by the GLT studios to review the new album. Pierce says recording again was like getting back on a bicycle.
Yeah, I mean, it comes naturally to us. I mean, honestly, it really, if we got one gift, is we're able to, you just see it, you just hear it, and you go, that's it. And I don't know why, but there's some kind of an intuitive thing that we have.
It was pretty spooky, actually, like when we first got into the practice rehearsal space and started flushing out these songs. It just was so weird how it just felt like it hadn't been 30 years. It seemed like we were just in the studio together 5 months ago.
So, yeah, for instance, a lot of my things, because I've been playing bass guitar a lot, came in as bass demos. Tommy's didn't come in as electric guitar stuff. It came as an acoustic. I'd listen to his thing as an acoustic, and I'm going, I'm not so quite seeing the vision quite yet. And then Scott would go put the lyric to it, and then we'd get the electric guitars on, and all of a sudden it went from a nice kind of acoustic song to one hell of a rock song. So,
well, can you give me an example of one song? Can you think of one
Yucca
song?
Yucca Flat was Yucca one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like an acoustic.
You know, the riff was on acoustic. Everything was on acoustic. And then when it came out to actually flushing it out, it turned out to be a rip-roaring, you know, rock your head off song, which I was shocked, actually. But I was really happy. Set me up.
Yucca Flat is from the new album Apollo by the Something Brothers, their first album in nearly 30 years. But this album, as well as the reunion show last year, was minus one of your key members, Dean Carlson. As you said in a Bandcamp post, fell off the metaphorical van. He's no longer with the band. And my understanding is he is still welcome in the band if he's willing to come back. But let's talk about Dean. Was an integral part of the band. He was up front with Scott as the vocalist. He was with Scott, the primary lyrical writers in the band. How much of an adjustment was it to not have Dean a part of this new album, Apollo?
Adjusting wasn't really actually that difficult. It was unfortunate. He decided he didn't want to do it. We looked at each other and said, well, do we want to do it? We took the leap. We did it. And now we're here. When you look at each other in the eye and say, do you really want to do this? And everyone's kind of saying, yeah, I kind of want to do this, then it's a lot easier than having a bunch of people just saying, I don't want to do it, or maybe. There was no maybe. It was like, yeah, I want to do this. Yes, I want to do this. So we had five people saying, yes, I want to do this. What do? You go forward.
So maybe the question is for you then, Scott, because you guys played off each other, both lyrically and out front. Was it a difficult transition for you to be the front guy?
Live, it's a little weird. In writing and the studio work, I did what I would normally do. We've only played the one show without him. And Dean and I had kind of a Martin and Lewis kind of thing going, and they both went on to do their own things. But it was one of them deals where, like the humor aspect, Dean was a lot of fun to watch live. Maybe I'm not as energetic on stage as Dean used to be, but you know, it's a different band, it's a different sound, it's a different thing. We can't really look back and go, what can we do to make this seem more like the old version of this band, when it's not the old version of this band anymore.
Well, let's talk about the concept itself. The name of the album is Apollo, and there are numerous references to space, looking down from space, spaceships, right? Earthbound is another one. I mean, there's just all these...
It was weird that way. Yeah. It's pretty accidental, to tell you.
It was. Let's play the... let's be part of Fuzzle, which opens up...
That's the one I was going to mention.
Yeah, man.
Hey, down there, hey, Houston Control, there's a prize in the capsule and
Ed had written this demo. His working title was Fuzzle. I always like to use someone's working title as potential lyric jumping off points. And I was asking him what Fuzzle meant. He goes, I have no idea. I was thinking it was just a silly made-up word. And I was thinking about how children make silly made-up words. And all of a sudden I started thinking about old toys, and my favorite toy of all time was the G.I. Joe space capsule, the Gemini space capsule, you know, that I got for Christmas in 1966 and just went crazy over the thing. And I thought, I'm going to write a song about this space capsule toy, and then it just naturally turned into referencing other toys in it. And so it's kind of like a song about a kid's version of what it might be like to be in space. He's, you know, he's referencing the
Etch-a-Sketch.
The Etch-a-Sketch and a spirograph and a kaleidoscope and all these things, because he couldn't think of what to call this thing in the capsule that made the retro rockets fire. He goes, oh, I'll just call it an Etch-a-Sketch. And so it's kind of just about this kid, a child in space.
You want to hear something dorky?
Absolutely.
My imagination is that you guys are rock gods, right? And you've been off the scene for 30 years or so, and this is your re-entry into the music scene.
Yeah. They're just as good as anything.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and as some of the other songs started almost accidentally having these references, we thought, well, let's just kind of go with that. There probably was a few other songs that I thought, okay, well, let's do another one with some kind of space theme, and then I wrote Apollo.
I think Scott actually captured probably his best vocal ever, and I think it's on Apollo. Every time I hear that, I really listen to his voice and just go like, holy crap, this is Scott at his top of his game. When's the mission to Mars? I steal a ride in a baggage car. I'll be out of my brain on the 550. That vocal just comes off sincere. It just sounds sweet. I was like, wow.
I quit smoking, too. Which might have something to do with it.
When did the smoking quit?
That's pretty recent.
I'd gone about 6 or 7 months, like before we made the record, because I knew that would probably be a really good time to maybe get these old lungs in shape.
Scott Lee Wilson, Edwin Pierce of the Something Brothers in studio. This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. Great new album. It's called Apollo. It is out. They're going to be featuring songs at their performance in September at the Castle Theater, but that's still a couple of months off as we're speaking here.
September 7th.
Okay. Love Lens. Is that an older song?
It is, yeah. We started playing that one toward
the very end. But
maybe like in 1990.
It's that old.
Yeah, it's a little different than it used to be.
Okay.
We kind of rethought some of the lyrics and we rethought just the feel of the song.
Let me play just a snippet of it then here.
I should have known I was bound to die alone. The
What's different now to what it was before?
Well, actually, some of the, I don't want to say effects, but the synthesizer type of thing where we didn't touch anything like that in the past.
Yeah, so Tommy was using a...
Yeah, he's using a Mellotron pedal, and we messed around with some studio keyboard type stuff.
Yeah, Eric Nelson, who recorded the record.
Yeah, props to Eric.
Genius.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody out there that's going to be making a record locally, talk to Eric Nelson at Eclipse Studios.
Yeah,
this guy.
He really was a key bounce off.
He had about as much to do with the final sound of this record than we did. I mean, he was constantly coming up with ideas. How about if we add this? How about if we do this? How about you change that melody a little bit?
So he really had fun working with him.
He
really
had some
good
keyboards
time.
To that song and changed the lyrics from being a positive love song to a negative love song.
Well, that's it. It's very bittersweet.
Yeah, it used to.
It's beautiful
to
and heartbreaking.
The guy landing in someone's arms, and then the new version, she lets him fall to the rock.
Why'd you do it that way?
I'm just a bitter old man.
Oh, this is great. Something Brothers fans so geeked about this, and I'm one of them. Great album. Thanks for doing this.
John,
thanks for doing the album.
Thanks for coming in. If you're listening in your car, thanks for the ride.
So we'll be right back.